You remember the mess a week ago, 5 days ago, 6 days ago. There was every airline. Were you involved, Kriti? You travel. I mean, you went out to LaGuardia, right?
I did go out to LaGuardia, but I believe the Southwest damage earlier before that. This is the perks of working the holidays. Yeah.
Were you caught all of that. You were caught in the Southwest.
I was not caught. I was working here, so I avoided it. The only perk.
Now, Lillian Byington joins us right now, Bloomberg government transportation reporter. We need an update on what we're going to do about the FAA. Liliana, what I find so interesting here is there's good information, without tarring feathering people, that there was contractors, and I guess two people, whatever, made a mistake. You're the pro here. Was this a one-off that's never going to happen again?
Yeah, so the preliminary findings are that there were personnel who didn't follow government procedures, and it was a computer file that was damaged that caused this outage. But the problem is that this is a really old system. It's about 30-year-old system. And if you have staff that this could happen, we're going to have to see whether or not there's going to be updates to the technology and to training staff so that this doesn't happen again. I think that that's what both the FAA and Congress is going to be looking at doing in the coming weeks and months, is what would be required to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Is this, like, how will, I get the drama that some of it's 30 years old, but to be honest, folks, the acclaimed Bloomberg system worldwide, I think you could say the same thing. Are they dealing, like, with, you know, I'm thinking of James Bond. It's like, you know, Goldfinger or something, and they go into the computer room, and there's the tapes reeling around. How old is old here?
Yeah, so it's about a 30-year-old system, and they have said that, you know, there are upgrades that could be needed to it. But it's been working, you know, we haven't seen an outage like this at all. So it's obviously been working well enough so that this hasn't happened, but it is a 30-year-old system, and it is something that they could update, and they're going to be looking to do that, especially as Congress takes a look at passing an upgrade to the FAA authorization this year. By the end of the fiscal year.
Kriti, I've got it. The airline business goes to the cloud. Does that make sense?
I mean, it could. It could. I mean, at least Wall Street seems to be making that transition. What's next? I'm sure the government will follow in suit. Liliana, I have to ask, though, what is it going to take to upgrade these systems?
Yeah, so definitely a review of what technology they could need and also the money. That's obviously always the big question is, how much it would cost and what they can get. I think they're going to be taking a look at how much they need in order to upgrade the system and how much money that's going to cost and whether or not they're going to be able to get that from a split Congress when you have Republicans controlling the House,
right,
and Democrats controlling the Senate. Always makes it harder to get more money to upgrade things.
Well, speaking of split Congress, a fun fact, Tom, that the FAA actually is operating without a head in charge at the moment.
That's why the secretary was so visible.
Right, exactly. And it's because President Biden's nominee hasn't been confirmed yet.
Liliana, you're grizzled on this. And it's not funny. We're making jokes about it. You know, for the people that we had an outage, that's fine. But that's not the case of Delta Flight 1943 at JFK. And over the weekend, everybody's fear. You're going down the runway. We all know it's the safest system in the world. And there's another plane, you know, that gets in the way in some way. How did, through your prism, how did you respond when you heard about Delta Airlines going down the runway and things were not good?
Yeah, that was definitely, you know, a very close call and, you know, scary for anybody who flies on planes. That's not something that usually happens. So definitely also going to be a big question that they're going to be looking into at the agency of why this happened and how to avoid something like that happening further when it comes to the airlines and the communications they're having at these airports. And, you know, like you mentioned, there isn't an FAA administrator right now. There hasn't been since March of last year. There is a nominee before Congress, but having someone to kind of guide that sub-agency and move them forward when it comes to crises like this is pretty important.
Well, to Kriti's good insight, why? Why can't we get ahead of the FAA?
Yeah, so President Biden nominated Phil Washington, the CEO of the Denver International Airport, last year. And he didn't get a nomination hearing in Congress last year because there has been opposition to him. Republicans have criticized his aviation experience and his name appearing in a search warrant in Los Angeles. So he's definitely been a more controversial nominee. But this weekend, Majority Leader Schumer said he was going to be making a big push to move his hearing faster after all of the recent issues. So we're going to have to watch and see if they're going to be able to get a Senate-confirmed leader. But otherwise, that's why you're right. You have seen Secretary Buttigieg kind of in the spotlight even more than he usually is.
Well, I learned a lot here. Liliana Byington really read in on this Bloomberg Government Transportation report.